Sure, thank you. Happy me. We're kind of continuing on that topic, but maybe a view of the topic. As we spoke about the general concept of named status, disinformation, information. Now we're going to focus on the context of marketing and advertising and things like that. So what would you say to the following question? A woman calls, she's going for a job interview, and it just so happens that she's 4 months pregnant. She knows that when a woman goes into an interview and she's noticeably showing, that is a huge strike against her. So she wants to know if she's allowed to wear clothing that will cover up the current condition. Is that okay? Or is that name is that? She's sneaking into a position that she maybe shouldn't be entitled to. Illegal to discriminate.
Exactly.
But now it's also illegal to discriminate against handicapped and things like that. So is someone allowed to hide their handicap to take a job that they can't do?
No, if you can't do it, you can't do it.
But you're going to be leaving for four months. She has the baby, 3 months.
No, but you're not allowed to not hire someone.
It's true. He's not allowed to ask, and he's not even allowed to not hire her because of it. But I'm sure he knows that she's expecting. He'll probably find some other reason why she's not that good.
So you're not supposed to be bullying each other,
right?
Right. On some level.
I'm not even sure if this is a show.
No.
Okay,
so you're allowed to protect yourself against someone doing the outlook.
Does the officer ignore that?
Isn't it kind of practice for some women to hide their pregnancies in general, forget about
That's a separate point.
Yeah.
She's not doing it for that.
One second, let's hold the point. Maybe the fact that it's kind of practice, maybe that enough is a has. The fact that people do this. Maybe that's not the reason. For example, another case. There's a certain out-of-town community that getting into school there is difficult. They're very schools and it's cheap. So everyone wants to get into certain exclusive schools. And part of the way you get in is if you look the part. And looking the part means dressing a certain way. Now, there are many people that don't dress that way. But when they go to the interview, they'll borrow clothing, like a short shaitel, and they will go to the interview dressed that way. So they'll look like they're part of that crowd. I was told that there's even a gemach in this town.
But once there's a gemach for shaitel, you should know.
So that brings back to this point that if it's relatively common practice, then the interviewer should know that that's not something to go by. Or at least they say, at least the argument goes, is that if we're willing to put it on for the interview, that says something about us. Okay, maybe, but maybe not. Maybe that's what it does. So just to address the topic from the top, there is a beautiful Meiri in Pesachim Daf Kuf Gimel. The Rav is giving Rav Kahana advice. Flip over the carcass and don't turn over your words, which the Meiri explains to mean, instead of twisting your words to convince people to buy your product, work on bettering your product. And that way you can talk straight and have a better product, and that's a better way of doing business. Try to pull together a better view on things as much as we can. We should try to be honest and forthright and work on our product, whatever it is we're trying to give over, and that's usually the better way to do business. But from what we saw in the Gemara, when it comes to marketing, that Nun Tes on the base in Bamutsia, going on to Sama Kamanala from Bamutsia in 667, so there are pretty much two categories. There's a category when you're mixing old fruit into new fruit, old produce into new produce, old wine, the hard wine into soft wine, and that the Mishnah said is also. You can't even be mefarches in adam behemah v'kelim. You can't pretty up a person, pretty up a kli, to sell it as if it's something that it is not. But at the same time, you are allowed to be helpful as a reason. That you're allowed to sell a product that looks nicer, that you're allowed to do. So the idea that we get to when you look in the place to go to the Shulchan Aruch, was on page 71, 72, we had the Shulchan Aruch, which gave pretty much the list of the Mishnah, and it said you cannot be mefarches a person, you can't be mefarches an animal, meaning you can't dye somebody who has white hair, you can't dye black to make him look younger. You can't pretty up the kelim by picking things something that's old to make it look new. So the Sma on page 72 at the top right corner, the Sma tells us quoting the source, that the problem when you're painting over an old kli is that the value add doesn't equal to the amount that you put into it. But if it's a new kli, if it's actually a chadash, then it's mutal l'sevek kedeli yakpesa. Then you're allowed to dye a new kli to make it look better. Why shavlava chehim tevin with chadash m'tevin? It is actually new and good. I'm just bringing out its best. In other words, when it comes to basic marketing, the difference is, am I making it look like something that it isn't? Or am I making it look something that it is, just the best look? It's been said that if you advertise your product and you don't make it look best, then that would be false advertising. Because the assumption on the ad is that it's looking its best. If you don't make it look its best, then the person thinks it's different than what he's actually getting. Proper advertisement is the best thing, the way the thing could look. But to go make it look like something that it's not, that already is Gnevis Das, and it's even Gnevis Mammon if you inflate the price. But even if you lower the price, but you just made the thing into something that it wasn't, that would be considered Gnevis Das, and that would be awesome.
So that's not what Shitzman says. He said if you're not gonna hire the price, then it's okay. He said only because you're hiring the price and the work you're putting in doesn't fit to how much you're making.
It is a good thing. So that's like what was page 74. And we look at the presentation, who's quoting this one. He said he's explaining, he's not the Gakha Boy, he's basically the basic author pretty much on Chesh Mishpat, the go to on pretty much all matters of Chesh Mishpat. Look at the bottom line, he quotes the Sma, and then he says, Anir Levi's deity, she called Shein and Mishana Tsuis, I claim Yashal Lachadish in by Yisr. But that's like Yahweh's God. So I'm not changing what the thing is, I'm just making it look better. That's the main criteria. Am I making it look this thing, where people know what it is and it's just looking its best, that's kind of his voice, and that's already the problem. So he's learning this up into the smile. Again, we could then, if the smile actually meant that, or if you just come from the broader context of the sugya, but pretty much that's the criteria. We're making the thing look its best, or making it look into something different, taking a used car and making it look new. That's when we run into the problem. So you can take something new and put in a lot of wrapping paper and ribbons, and now all of a sudden the price goes up a lot, because their thing is its best and it's looking at its best. Fine, that's what you want. Whereas you take something old and you pretty it up to make it look as if it's new, that is going to be a problem. So that's that. So what would you say to somebody, one of the examples was that you're not allowed to dye your hair to look younger. What if somebody aged early? He's 35 years old and has a full head of white hair. Is he allowed to dye his hair black?
That's
Chadash and Talukh Hadash. That's Chadash and Talukh Hadash. That Lukhar should be Mother. Again, without getting to the Dagadish Bagadish question that the place can deal with, there are Hatayr, stuff is relevant. But there, I'm not making something look different. I'm taking away the thing that's ruining the look. You know, right now, it's a misinformation. Right. It's something wrong with the presentation. I'm changing the presentation that actually looks, that actually properly represents the product. What if he's 42? I'm still younger than that, so 42 is old. So if he's 42, so he has a head of white hair. Now, there are 42-year-olds who have white hair. There are 42-year-olds that have black hair. And he wants to dye his hair black. Anything wrong with that? So that's already not as clear. If you're 80 years old and you dye your hair black, then it's probably not going to fool anybody, but if you manage to pull it off, that would be next us. But if you're, right, kind of middle-aged, that's not as simple. What's really the difference? So the way that Pesachim state the difference is, we'll see what they say about it, but the way they state the difference is this. There's one thing if I'm taking object A and making it look like object B. But let's say object B by itself could have two flavors. It could look one way, it could look the other way. Now, what I'm doing is I'm taking away the beer. I'm taking away the thing that makes it obvious which one of the two it is. Is that a problem? I mean, I'm not making it look like something else. I'm just taking away the thing that makes it obvious which of two things it is. So another case that Ramesha deals with is people would take these livers that they would, over time, they would get off color and they would look old. Not all of them, some of them managed to stay looking fresh. But some of them, when they got a little older, I don't know how many hours or days we're talking, but they got a little older, so they would start looking off color. So what they do is they would soak it in blood. And that brought back the fresh color to it. So is that mother also? So it seems like that's pretty much one of the cases of the Mechaber, and the Mechaber says it's also. But Rashi says it's different. But that's the reason. If all old ones look old, and all new ones look new, and you take an old one and you make it look new, that's clearly a problem. You took something and made it look like something that it isn't. But over here, of the old ones, some of them keep their color, and some of them are off color. What I'm doing is I take the off color and I give it back its color. All I'm doing is putting back the suffer. I'm putting it back into the mode where the buyer will have to ask or do a smell test or something like that to figure out if this is actually an old one or a new one. Everybody actually says it's mukhar. He says, all I'm doing is I'm taking away the beer that he says is mukhar. Now, there are big chalukim on that.
He's selling it as new?
He's not selling it as new. He's selling it as a liver. Now, if you're machbid, you'll check the date, so you'll smell it, or you'll ask the guy, and you can't lie. If he asks you, you can't lie. You can't say something that it isn't. But it's just being sold as a liver, not necessarily new, not necessarily old. Now, you have to figure it out for yourself. So this 42-year-old guy, according to everybody, should be mutter. He's not saying that he's young. He's not saying that he's not old. He's putting himself into the suffix category. And you see someone that looks middle-aged, you might want to ask him, you know, what's your birthday? Ageism is against the law yet or not, so we'll have to figure that out. But he's allowed to put him to remove the thing that's mevara, take away the thing that's putting him on one side, and put it back to the suffix that it was beforehand. But there are chalukim. Now, another tzad heter would be if everybody does it. That's another tzad heter. That's actually comes from the it comes from much earlier. I mean, the Gemara already said that b'yayin hitiru, by wine is mutter, because that's what people do. Once it becomes the norm to do, so that is something that is mutter. The Shulchan Aruch echoes that. Look on page 73, the Shulchan Aruch Tzifu Gimel. There's mamash nabu ma'ar b'yayin mayim. Something about wine. That if you're in a place where it's normal to have a wine with a certain amount of water, then you're allowed to do that. So you're allowed to mix in the amount of water that's normal to mix in. So the sma, back on page 72, the sma in Sukkot design. So he also, going back on the halacha of soaking the meat to make it look, make old meat to make it look newer. But they're all the old meat look a certain way. It wasn't like just, it wasn't the case of before. It was taking away the beer. He's actually taking old meat and making it look new, which the Muhammad said you're not allowed to do. It says the smell is come to Zion again in the top right corner of page 72. It's come to Zion. People actually have inch or a bustler. I'm not to mom, and I'm in a cake. I will, if I'm in a cake, I'm going to show you. If the meaning of the butchers is to take the old meat and soak it so that it gets white, which makes it look fresh, that's mutter, the amount of butter. I'm pulling you in there. Everybody knows that's what they do. So that is the sma. However, the different Malkiel takes very strong issue with the sma. Because he says, the Bukhara of this sma's reasoning is that thing under wine. He says it's very different. When it comes to diluting wine, if everybody dilutes the wine, then I'm not hiding anything. That's what wine means. Wine means, well, a certain amount of wine and a certain amount of water. Whereas over here, you're taking old meat and you're purposely making it look new. And yes, everybody does it, but like you said, if everybody steals, it doesn't mean you could steal. You have something that is a mum, and you're deliberately going to hide that mum. So he says you're not allowed to do that, even if it's a minute. So if you always wear a long shaitel, to go put on a short shaitel, you know, that's what everybody does, you're deliberately going to hide the person that you are. So the Derim HaKil says that is awesome. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, Shavrinach Yirchak Misa. Oh, it's a sma, and he says, great start up with the sma. So if there is such a minute that people do it, he's okay with saying Allah, maybe you're allowed to, but it's Shemir Nafshay should be your Chakbizah. You're fooling people. You're deliberately hiding something that they are makbid on, they have a right to be makbid on, it makes a difference to them, and deliberately hiding that. You shouldn't be doing that. Again, if everybody does a certain thing to a certain product, then that's just what the product means. Like I said with advertising, if you make it look its best, that's just what it means. When you look at the ad, you don't think it's always going to look this way. When you go on a date with a girl, you don't assume she's going to look like that every single day of the year. You know that this is the best look she's presenting, and then there's going to be a certain sliding scale of where that ends. So if everybody does a certain thing and that's just what it means, so that's fine. I'm not hiding anything. But the minute it could be one, it could be the other, and I'm specifically hiding something, there this master is Aser, and the Chayyahu to Aser in Ramesh's case as well. Okay, now we have another pattern we could work with, and that is that what if it's normal to check it out yourself? This comes up all the time when you're dealing with like houses and stuff like that. You're selling a house, you're selling a car, you live in this house, you know all the defects, you know all the problems, you know when the boiler breaks and you know when the thing freezes over, you know everything on the house. Now you're showing the house and the broker tells you, just keep quiet, let me handle this. And they're ready before they come, busy painting things over and moving furniture around, and you know they have their ways. So is that name is that? So a valid argument would be, this is something called a home inspector. And the inspector is meant to look for certain things. and he's supposed to find them, and presumably he will. So therefore, you don't have to start making announcements. As long as the house is what it is, then you're even allowed to make the house look its best, like we said before. And if there are defects that are likely to come up, that are supposed to come up in the home inspection, then you can let them do that. You don't have to mix in. Now, Rav Moshe has a very good kiddush. Rav Moshe says that, let's say you know the guy didn't look, but everybody looks, and you happen to know he did it. Rav Moshe says he still doesn't have to say it, because his choosing not to look is saying that I don't care. So there's, again, there's a difference here. If you know that they looked and didn't find it, then you will have to disclose, because they were looking for it. They happen to have found it. If you know about this mom, you're going to have to tell them about it. But if you know there's a mom that they should have found and they chose not to look, and you know that they chose not to look, says Rav Moshe, that's their option. They obviously don't care. They don't care. And it's on them.
Let's say you know that they do care. Let's say he made a comment to you, so you know that he does care about this thing.
So why did he look? He just forgot to look.
He was careless.
He didn't want to say that. Not everybody.
He was careless. Not
everybody. It's a machila. It's a machila.
No, but let's first have one. Okay, so that's something
different. So we'll have to balance that against the state.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He told you straight out he does care about the thing. He told the story. He's like, oh, this is very important to me.
Then he chose
not
to look.
Okay.
What's wrong with that statement, right?
He doesn't know, let's say, to look for this like that, or whatever.
There's a lot of things that people say that they want that they don't actually care about. So just if he was actually too lazy to take action that is normal to take, it's not your job to go jump in and be the savior.
Well, if you hire an agent and you walk away and let them, they have no idea that if there's a massive storm, the basement could sometimes flood, so they're not lying. You have no idea what's going on, whether they're asking you or not. So as long as you're not...
ignorance is not going to get you out of trouble. You know that there's an issue and you just hold your ears and you know you take care of this. That by itself is not going
to
get you out of trouble.
No, what are you supposed to look for?
There's a certain amount that they have to be asked. There's a certain amount that's expected for them to take the initiative and ask. And again, if they choose not to ask and we support their wish, you're going to be clear if it's the type of thing that should have come up. Again, we'll talk about Shidduchim in a minute. But in Shidduchim, this is even more common. You know all the flaws, and the flaws are buried pretty deep down. And the question is, at what point do you have to bring it up? So that we'll touch on soon. But that, again, is an important piece. There is another aspect of this. And that is, even though if it's the normal thing to taste it, and then he'll figure it out, so then you don't have to disclose. But you're not allowed to fool them to come in the first place. So if it's the type of thing that's wine, and they like the case of the Gemara, and it was normal in this place before you put the wine, you took a sip. So then, even though yours happens to be diluted, he's going to taste it. You don't have to tell them that. But to do things that trick them to come into the store in the first place, that already is not so simple. This comes up in advertising all the time. You put up an ad that you know is misleading. And the idea is just to get the customers into the store. Now, once they're in the store, they're going to be telling. Once they're in there, they're going to know. But the main thing is to get them through the door. And you're betting that once they're in there, they're not going to want to leave. So Rav Moshe actually, again, Rav Moshe says this is aser. And here he's coming from the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, or the second Mishnah on the page, back on 67. Mishnah says, you're not allowed to pick out from the top of the fruit pile, you're not allowed to pick out the sellers to make it aesthetic. If you go through the whole thing and you're actually selling a better product, that's fine, even though now the price isn't necessarily commensurate with the difference, but then it's a different product now, the person is paying for the tier code for the higher grade product. But if you just picked out on the top, that's famous dust. So most Achrayim, probably, I think it's most, they understand that the guy's actually going to buy it with the dirt inside. So what you do is you picked out the dirt from the top, you put the fancy, the good apples, the good strawberries in the top. The guy just takes a whole handful or a whole container and walks out with it, and then he picks on the top layer, and then he finds all the stuff underneath. So that is definitely Gnei Zaz. It's usually Gnei Zaz moment also. The price was for good stuff, and you get
you're expected to do what you're expected to do, what's normal. So does it make a difference whether or not like you go to a food store and whether it's like covered with plastic and you're able to look or if you're not able to look? Like if you're not able to look, then you assume it's good and there's nothing you can do about it.
Correct.
But if it's open and you could look, then maybe it's on you.
Right, that's correct. So here, that's your mission says over here, that he says try on this mission on. He says the mission is referring to The guy is actually going to come, and he's going to pick it up, and he's going to see what's underneath. He's going to know exactly what he's buying. So what's the issue of Kavanah Sa'ayinus over here? Because the fact that he came to you in the first place was a Kavanah Sa'ayinus. Because he's walking down the street, and he sees these beautiful apples right there. So he comes into the store, and the minute he starts picking around, he sees that this is not what he came for. But he's hungry already. He saw the apples. He saw the top ones. He'll just buy into it. Rabbi says that what the Kavanah Sa'ayinus was getting him into the store in the first place. So if he comes in on his own, and now he's going to be telling him, so that's fine. He's going to taste it. He'll see what he's getting. So that's not going to be an issue. I don't have to go reveal things to him. But if I'm tricking him to get into the store, that itself, Rabbi says, maybe it's us. So they put up a big sign, you know, clearance sale, and everything just the same price you just jacked it up before that. And now you lowered it from what you jacked it up to. That, according to Rabbi, is going to be awesome. To say, you know, again, the big sale, we're having a, you know, flash sale, and then a little asterisk, and then, you know, except for everything in the store. So again, once he's in there, he's going to see what he's paying, but you already scammed him to come in. So there, Ben and Korah, Mishnah to be Yasser, and I don't know if the other Rishonim, other Achim argue with this. So he's learning into the Mishnah, they have a third Rishonim Mishnah. I don't know if they argue with this halacha.
Does this apply to, let's say, online shopping? Because online shopping, maybe someone won't be as, I'm out of the store already, meaning they'll just go to another website and get it.
It could be. Again, the question is, am I playing with their heads? That's the question. In an illegitimate way. If it's legitimate playing with their heads, that's going to be fine. I mean, a certain amount that every ad is playing with their head. But it's in front of you. You know, they make a pretty store and they have nice paintings on the wall. They're also playing with your head to buy. That's not a problem. It's when you're playing with the guy's head in a beneath the surface way in a scam, that's when we run into issues. So this, of course, brings the issue of shidduchim very much to the fore. Because in a shidduch, if there are issues, so hopefully you're going to disclose it at a certain point. But nobody wants to disclose them up front, because then no, you're not going to get a yes. So the idea usually is you go keep it quiet for dates 1, 2, 3, and 4 maybe, or maybe 1, 2, or 3, depending on the severity of the issue. And then once it's ready, kasher, then you disclose. Is that mutter? Because you're kind of tricking the guy or the girl into the relationship in the first place. You're spending money, spending time, spending with Agnes Nefesh. And only then you're going to disclose later, hoping that it'll work out for you, but they wouldn't have gone into this in the first place.
It's just like the 30-year-old who has white hair. I mean, you're not saying it, you're just making it look like an average person.
But if it is average, that would be true. Well, let's say it's not average. Let's say there's a real issue that you're on.
This is a difference. How do you know they really care? You don't know that.
Then disclose it up front.
You don't want to disclose it because maybe
that's
they do.
You
don't know. You're not even doing this for the Macy.
But you're hoping by day 3.
No,
you don't care.
That's why by day 3, then
what's
60% of the people is not enough. 90% of the people will be enough. So and besides, they're hiding too off their own name. They might realize it itself about that
work. There's some questions that I'm teaching in high school, though. Certain questions we always leave for the end of the period, and then the bell rings and you're safe. So this is one of those. We're definitely not going to go too deeply into the issue. You know, it should be asked case by case, and literally case by case, as it needs a very responsible role for those the sugyas and those in the situation and those we're dealing with, and those the outcome, and they can weigh each child. There is a very important guidance, which we brought here on page 69. He saw the original children case in Evan Kanani. You're not allowed to pretty up an Evan Kanani, that's for sale. So the Ivans want to know why they pick an Evan Kanani, why not an Evan Ivri? So he's the answer to go, well, maybe it's us, so you're not allowed to dye and choose hair from white to black. That is dark those that say that. But the Ivan takes a different track. He says if you're an Evan Ivri, it wouldn't be a problem. In page 69 on the right column, written marked off. So Evan Ivri did the last one, Bob. Since it's a mitzvah to support a Jew, so therefore you'd be allowed to, says the Ivans, you'd be allowed to do a certain amount of Gnevas Das to get him through the door. He continues, definitely you're allowed to pretty up a girl, a Jewish girl, even if she's ugly, so that she'll get a good shidduch. It brings a story by Rishmol that was there, they already married, but it brings such a story. But then he says, very, very important again, the counter side to this, how do you believe who great enough? If she has an actual mom of the type that can dissolve a marriage, or at least to make problems for the marriage. And then perhaps last year, I did cover that over. There's no greater anah both to him and to her. They end up going out without a ksuba and there'd be tremendous embarrassment to both sides. So that's, again, it's very, very, that's why it's such a sensitive question. Because I, like I said, I work in a business and we see this on almost a weekly basis that people go into marriages without knowing what they're getting into. And it ends up on the other end in a very nasty way.
That's not the shining.
It doesn't turn out well.
Marriage. You're talking about the dating. You're talking about disclosing on the date.
100%. 100%.
This is going into marriage.
That's correct. That is correct. So all I'm bringing out now from this is that from Malka Mitzvah, we have a Malka Mahat. Now, how far that goes is very questionable. As I pointed out, he doesn't really give us much information. So you can't all of a sudden do Neighbor's House for Mitzvah, the classic case. Maybe it would be fundraising for certain places, and a matching campaign and matches. I don't know if these matches exist or they don't exist, but maybe they're relying on the Ibis as a bar mitzvah. You'll have to use a certain amount of Ibis das, but it's definitely questionable how and when to apply this Ibis. But it's at least something to consider that the Ibis is taking a very strong opinion that for a mitzvah, at least a certain amount of Ibis das definitely can't be in a way that's detrimental to the marriage, he's pointing out, but at least to get her on a date, to get the things rolling, this Ibis is important. There's another very important stipler in Yevamos. The whole Indian of game is asked by Shidduchim, but again, we're out of time.